I'm Marty Moss-Cohen. If you're thinking about it, chances are we're talking about it on WHYY's Radio Times.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Lydia Kaminska wants to change the reputation of the accordion. She was born in Poland, and it's an instrument she began playing when she was 8 years old. In just a few years, she was doing solo performances and competing in Europe. She came to the States for graduate school in 1999 and is believed to be the first and only person in the country to have a PhD in accordion performance. She has a busy performing career while making her home base here in Philadelphia. Lydia Kaminska's musical tastes run the gamut from classical to contemporary to the avant-garde. She's collaborated with choreographers and dancers. Here she is playing the prelude from J.S. Bach's Prelude and Fugue in B-flat major from the Well-Tempered Clavier, and this is from her CD, Breaking Boundaries. Lydia Kaminska, thank you so much for joining us today on Radio Times. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Well, let's go back to when you were, 8 years old?
Yes, I was.
And you started playing the accordion?
Yes, my parents took me to the music school, and this particular school was, it was close to the place I lived, but had very large accordion program. There was maybe 150 accordion students.
Really?
Yes, yes. And it was, I think, one of the best programs for this age.
Did you come? Mm-hmm. Did you come from a musical family?
No, my parents are farmers,
I'm the only
musician.
Now, did you show that you had musical talent as a young girl? Is that why they took you to learn to play the accordion?
I believe so. I think I danced or I sang, and I think at some point my mom decided, I think it's time to take you to the music school.
And they did, and here you are. Now, you brought your instrument, and I'm using the word accordion, but that might not be the word that you use to describe this instrument.
Well,
bayan?
Yes, sometimes I use bayan, because bayan means specifically chromatic button accordion B system.
And what does that mean?
button accordion, because instead of... in the right hand, instead of the keys, which most of the accordion is played in America, the piano accordions. This one has buttons, five rows of buttons, and they are arranged chromatically. And B system, there is a C system, there is a B system. It depends where the C note is. Or if in the first row or the third row. So.
And you just use your right hand then on those keys. Then what is your left hand doing?
And
here?
My left hand also is a little bit different from those accordions, piano accordions, because of course it has basses and chords like for the accompaniment of polkas and some waltz.
There we go.
Right.
The tune we all know.
Well, I have this magic switch called the converter, and it changes the chords, the ready chords, to single notes. So I have the same exactly in the right hand as in the left hand.
Now, we're talking about, what, 5 octaves in each hand?
Yes, yes. Actually, I can have 6 in the right hand because of the switches. I have 15 switches or stops. They are similar to the organ, and they have the same function. And I have this one switch, it's called piccolo. So it transposes the highest.
Yeah, let's hear. So that's a piccolo switch.
This is the highest note.
Wow. Yes. Now, mm-hmm. and obviously you've got the bellows as well, and that's, of course, key to an accordion sound.
Yes, that's how you produce the sound. Mm-hmm. It's with your bellows. So the left hand controls the bellows, opens and closes.
And I should say to our radio listeners, you've got a little, like a half glove on your left hand there?
Yes, it's a magic glove.
What is that for?
Well, it allows me to move my hand freely, or sometimes when it gets a little bit wet, or it just doesn't stick to the instrument.
Now, I wonder if you could just demonstrate a couple of just different sounds that the accordion makes for our listeners.
Sure. Because of the registers, you have amazing amazing choices of tone and the color. And some of the lowest notes sounds really funny.
That's a note.
Yes, that's a note. That's a sound. Sometimes this kind of sound is used by composers who write original music for accordion. They know that use it. And the contemporary music, of course, right?
So that's the lowest note. And then we heard the piccolo note.
And then the piccolo, the switch piccolo. And what else? Well, the sound is different because of the reeds. And sometimes the reeds are located inside the tone chamber, inside the instrument, or outside the tone chamber. If they're outside, they're much brighter, and inside they are kind of dull and
a little muted sound.
Yes, yes.
Can you demonstrate that for me?
Sure, sure. So this is the one located inside the tone chamber. This is the same octave, but outside the tone chamber. It's much brighter.
Yes, yes. I wonder if you could just, you brought some music, you have your instrument. Is there something, just a minute of accordion music that we could listen to? Just very spontaneously?
Of course. I will perform a piece originally composed for harpsichord. I think our harpsichord music works perfectly for the instrument. And this piece was choreographed by Ballet X from Philadelphia with choreography of Matthew Ninan. And the piece is called The Cult of the Birds.
The Cult of the Birds.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank
and Lydia
so much.
Kaminska is our guest today on Radio Times, and she has brought her accordion with her, and she is a virtuoso accordion player, lives here in Philadelphia, and we invited her to bring her instrument, and we have music we're going to play from some of her CDs as well. Lines open at 1-888-477-9499. You know, I can't help but notice that accordion players can't really look at their hands.
Yes, it's a little bit far away to look. But you know, some of the notes are marked a little bit, so you can feel it.
But that's I'm assuming that's part of getting to know your instrument. It's just sort of
it
where
is.
It is in relation to your fingers, your arms, your stomach. right? Your body?
I hope so. My back.
Your back.
This instrument is pretty heavy, so.
Yeah, how much does that weigh?
35 pounds.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, you said this was originally written for a harpsichord, this piece that we just heard, which sounded very bird-like to me.
Well,
birds answering each other.
Well, Rameau, he was inspired by everyday people and also animals, so. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you work that in. Now, is there music being written today for the harpsichord, specifically for the harpsichord?
For the harpsichord.
I'm sorry, for the accordion?
Yes. The thing is, not many pieces are performed in this country. Most of the music is unfortunately all polkas, and that's the image I hear, and that's what I'm asked every time. And so I wish there would be, those works would be more often performed, because there are tons of solo pieces, but there are thousands of chamber music pieces with other instruments, which is very important. We have to play with other instruments, like different instruments. And, of course, there are more than 500 concertos original for accordion and orchestra.
But much more played and more popular in Europe than in the
United
States.
Yes, there's no question. At some point there was a break with traditional accordion music. And accordion have gone tremendous developments since, I would say last 50 years. Mm-hmm. And so now it's portrayed as a classical instrument. The accordion is in every academy of music in Poland, because academy of music, it's like university here, but it's separately from the regular university. So it's in every academy of music, like other instruments.
So you're on a mission in this country to get us to think about this instrument as a classical instrument?
Oh, I would love to. This would be my dream. Mm. And I'm sure there was a reason I came to this country.
You think
and
so?
The first doctorate. I truly hope I'm not the last one.
But why do you think Americans mostly think of polka music when they think of the accordion?
Well, it started, the accordion started as a folk traditional instrument. And, of course, at some point there was a break in Europe. So I think this country needs a break. Mm. So it's now the time.
Now is the time.
The time has come.
Have you performed with orchestras, for instance?
Yes, I have. In the United States, I've performed, I think, 3 concertos with the orchestra. Mm. In Poland, I think many more.
Many more than that.
Yes, I did.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a very short break and then get back to our conversation with Lydia Kaminska. She is an accordionist and believed to be the first, I'm looking here at my notes here, the first person in this country to have a PhD in accordion performance. She came to the country in 1999, grew up in Poland, began playing the instrument when she was just 8 years old, and just a few years later she was doing solo performances and competing in Europe. And she lives here in Philadelphia and has performed locally and around the country as well. And we're going to play some more selections from her CD. Lines open at 1-888-477-9499. That's 1-888-477-WHYY. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike McGrath. On the next You Bet Your Garden, I'll reveal how I conquered a multitude of mosquitoes while on vacation, without turning to toxins, of course, plus how to safely bug-proof your home and chemical-free answers to an especially large selection of your garden questions. That's You Bet Your Garden, Saturday morning at 11, right here on WHYY 91 FM.
Growing up in Cape Verde, Sarah Tavares was inspired by American singers like Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye. Now she touches Americans with music from her homeland.
So many kids have dreamed because you made us dream. We want to give something back.
I met Gordon singer Sarah Tavares sharing feelings of home next time on News and Notes from NPR News.
Tonight at 9 on WHYY.
On the next Fresh Air, New York Times military correspondent Michael Gordon tells us about efforts to build the Iraqi army and police force and the struggle to rescue Baghdad from escalating violence. I'm Dave Davies. Join us for the next Fresh Air.
This afternoon at 3 and again tonight at 7 here on WHYY 91 FM.
This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moss-Cohen, and we are talking with classical accordionist Lydia Kaminska. And let's listen to another selection from her CD called Breaking Boundaries. And this is another piece by J.S. Bach. It's a sonata for flute and keyboard in G minor. Sonata for flute and keyboard in G minor, and our guest Lydia Kaminska playing accordion for that piece. You know, it's lovely the way the flute and the accordion answer each other. I mean, it almost sounds like you can mirror the sound of a flute with your instrument.
Yes, because of course the switches. Actually, one of the switches is called the flute, but in this particular piece I use the organ switch, so it sounds more like organ. And I think the accordion and flute combination and other instrument, it sounds perfectly. It's one of the favorites with chamber music in Poland, when we perform very often with flute.
Oh, with flute. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a nice pairing. Can you hit that organ switch on
sure.
that so we can hear what that sounds
sure.
like?
Yes, it's organ.
And how much, when you use the bellows, can mm-hmm. you modulate the sound? And I think of an accordion mm-hmm. as having a, you know, sort of a robust, loud sound to it. Can you be more subtle than that?
Sure. Well, because you control everything with your left hand, including dynamics, you can really go from piano, pianissimo to fortissimo. So the quietest probably
yeah,
I can get.
Ahead.
Let's see.
It's pretty subtle. Was that you were almost holding your breath there, right?
I do, because you see, when I play, of course my body moves and I breathe. So of course when I push the button, I cannot move because it would affect the note.
I don't breathe. So that's the kind of subtlety of sound that you can get from an accordion.
Yes, amazing range.
And Lydia Kaminska is our guest, and I should add that she's performing Thursday, August 24th at the Ethical Society here in Philadelphia,
yeah.
And she'll be there along with a pianist and a flutist and featuring members of the Pennsylvania Ballet Dancers, and that's next mm-hmm. Thursday at the Ethical Society. We've got callers coming in at 1-888-477-9499, but I do want to play another selection from your CD, Breaking Boundaries, and this is Le Grand Tango, Astor Piazzolla, one of my favorites, and I'm sure one of yours as well.
Yes.
I wonder, as we have our listeners listen to this piece, what you find what you find works for the accordion as we listen to the Grand Tango.
You mean about the music?
Yes. Or what do you want people to listen for?
Well, the tango is about the music, about the passion. So whatever instrument you play, I mean, look for it.
Okay, let's listen. And this is Le Grand Tango, Astor Piazzolla, the composer. Again, that's a piece by Astor Piazzolla, Le Grand Tango. And that's you, Lydia, with someone on cello. And again, we hear how these instruments fit together so nicely.
Yes, the piece was originally composed for cello and the piano.
Ah.
So this is a transcription. And it sounds different than the piano. It sounds like... In piano sound, the instrument sounds different. There is a bigger contrast between those instruments. Here, they're very kind of similar. And I think this is another perfect combination, accordion and cello. So I'm looking for a cellist in Philadelphia.
Who are you? S-O-S. Oh, there are plenty of cellists in Philadelphia. But, you know, what I also just love about his music is just the beat, the counterpoint. It's just, it's so moving. And the kind of bittersweet quality to the music as well.
Yes. Well, I called my concert on the 24th back to Piazzolla. Those are my two favorite composers. And Piazzolla, well, I started playing Piazzolla when I was still in the school in Academy of Music in Warsaw, but it was nothing. When I started playing with the tango band and we really explore and learn about the Argentinian tango, because it's different between the tango, ballroom tango, and the Argentinian tango, you just have to learn those old tricks like tangueros and, of course, the attacks, the accents, everything is so important in the music. And yes, Piazzolla was one of my favorite composers, and I performed with the tango group Tango Lorca from Kansas City for 5 years. So,
and that's where you went to school, Kansas City?
Yes, I did, University of Missouri. Yes.
Can you demonstrate a couple of those things you had just mentioned with the tango? Is it possible to hear some of those embellishments?
Sure. Well, it's very important to have the attack.
And the attack is just that sort of muscle that you put into that note.
Yes, and everything accented. Of course, when the melody comes, you just have to be free and look for passion in yourself.
Well, let's get some callers into the conversation. And we are talking with accordionist Lydia Kaminska. And she lives here in Philadelphia, has performed all over the world, grew up in Poland, and is considered one of the leading accordion players in the country. And we invited her to join us to talk about this instrument and her playing of the instrument. And we're playing some selections from her CDs, and also she's brought her instrument and is demonstrating some of the things that the accordion can do as well. 1-888-477-9499. Let me get Bob from Collegeville to join us this morning on Radio Times. Hi, Bob. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning, Marty, and good morning to Lydia.
Good morning.
I play the piano accordion, and I've been playing since I was 8 years old. But I am nowhere near the professional ability that you have, Lydia, and I admire your career. And I'll have to get your CD, and perhaps I'll get down there to hear your concert next week.
Here you go, Bob. But you've been at it for some time, right? If you started at 8 years old, Bob?
Right.
But just not quite at the level of Lydia Kaminska.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. No, I appreciate you calling into Radio Times, and I would agree with you. Pretty extraordinary performance.
Yes,
thanks.
And it takes a lot of time. I am good, but nowhere near the level that Lydia is. And I think it takes a certain amount of natural ability, too, though, with any instrument. I've noticed no matter how hard I practiced growing up, there was always some kids in my accordion band who just had that natural talent, and when you have it, it can really pay off. And I admire people that have that natural musical ability.
Me too, Bob. And thanks for calling into Radio
Times. Okay, you have a good
day.
Thank
you so much.
Thanks a lot. Bye bye. Do you think there is something though about the accordion that sort of fits your musical abilities? I mean, there are many instruments you could have played, which, of course, are very different. A violin is is going to be a whole different relationship with that instrument than the accordion.
Well, it's really hard to say after 20 years of playing. It's just part of me. I don't know if it's supposed to be or became with the time part of me, but I love my instrument, and I love what I can do, I can control. Sometimes in the piano I miss that, you know, you hit the note and disappear after time, even though you press the pedal, but it will disappear. Here you just can pull or make it quiet, or everything you control.
Well, it's interesting because it's a keyboard instrument, and it's also a wind instrument at the same time.
Yes, it is.
So
that's
you get a full sound out of all
it's
of
it's the
that.
One thing, but also comparing to other instruments, like wind instruments, you have to have enough air. When it finishes, you have to change it. So here are bellows changes. You have to, when you take a piece of music, you have to think where the phrasing and where you have to change the bellows, because if you open, you have to close it. So that's the one thing. Sometimes transcribing organ music, you know, organ, you don't have to change anything. Just the air is pumped by different ways. But here it's pumped, of course, with a hand, and you open, you have to close it.
Your hands are doing a lot of work there.
My left hand,
yes. Doing a lot of work. Let me get Fred from Reading to join us. Hi, Fred. Go ahead. You're Radio Times.
Yeah, I was wondering if Ms. Kaminska had ever considered or has done any film sound scores. And if she watches a movie and thinks in terms of that, if she would be interested in doing that. And also, it brings to mind an example of a movie that had, I don't think it was an accordion, I think it was a zither. If there is such an instrument.
I think there is.
The Third Man, which was very famous for this music kind of flowing throughout the movie, and it kind of made, you know, added a lot to the movie, and I just wondered if she had given any consideration to things like that.
Of using the instrument for film scores.
Well, I never done it, not yet, but sure, why not?
But it's such an expressive instrument. I mean, I would think that you know, the way film scores work, that it can underscore the action and it can help understand a character.
Yes, yes. Well, it's everything about the music, so it just takes you to another world or show you some, different image.
Fred, thanks for calling into Radio Times.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Let me get Elaine from Havertown to join us. Hi, Elaine. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have to tell you that 50 years ago in Philadelphia, there was this famous accordion orchestra, Jacob Neupower Accordion Orchestra. We had such great accordionists, and what Jacob Neupower did was we took classical music he did, and arranged it from the orchestra parts for all different sounds on the accordion. And there was one man I still work with, and I'm sure this lady has heard of him, Joe Soprani. He is one of the premier accordionists in United States. He, years ago, he took Mendelssohn's E minor violin concerto and arranged it for accordion and symphony. We have done it. We have done these things here in Philly, and I have to tell you, Joe was playing classical music on the accordion when it was just a polka thing.
Well, yeah, sure.
You're right. But he still, he does solos with the Delaware County Symphony and things like that. He is a great, great soloist. He has played incredible solos. He has played for Pavarotti all over.
Well, you know, Elaine,
I'm sure she has heard of him.
I'm sure she has, and if not before then, she certainly knows about him now. And thank you for calling into Radio Times, Elaine.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. Well, I mean, that's an interesting story in that there was some interest in the accordion as a classical instrument.
Yes, I think there was some point in the history that accordion was very, very popular. So, I don't know what happened, why it wasn't taken or it wasn't continued the same level. But, I mean, the accordion improved tremendously the last 50 years. So even though that time was good, I'm sure it improved even more. And, there was a question about the accordion orchestra. I've played in one in when I was little in Poland, and I've played in one in Kansas City. There was accordion orchestra. Well, the thing with accordion orchestra, I appreciate any accordion music, but you know, you have to consider if you play classical music, the quality of the instrument is very important. Many of the instruments in this country are not very good quality, and then if you take 10 different accordions, different brands, and they are not very good quality, sometimes it doesn't sound as good. Like another instrument, if somebody's out of tune, you know.
And it doesn't do much for the reputation of the
accordion. Yes, yes. So the quality of the instrument, I think, is very important.
Well, we're about a minute away from our second break, but I noticed that you have worked with choreographers and dancers. Is that a particular interest of yours?
Well, sure, one of my interests. One reason, because my husband was a dancer, ballet dancer, and he's teaching in ballet school in Philadelphia. And that's how I met Matthew Ninan from Philadelphia, and he'd done wonderful choreography. And he wasn't afraid, just accordion solo, he just heard me, and he said, like, well, I will arrange it or choreograph for the...
So you work sort of watching the choreography, and then...
I wish. That's one of the most stressful concerts, because here is one, I'm by myself, and there are like 10 dancers, and so usually I don't like to use the music, I don't read the music, I memorize, but in the case like with the dancers, I do, because if I make a mistake, I mean... It can be disaster.
That's right.
Disaster.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lydia Kaminska, we're going to take a very short break and then get back to our conversation. And we are talking with accordionist Lydia Kaminska, and she's brought her accordion. We've got some more music to play, and lines open at 1-888-477-9499. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Support for WHYY is provided by Fox Searchlight, presenting Little Miss Sunshine, a new comedy about a family on the verge of a breakdown, starring Greg Kinnear, Steve Carell, Toni Collette, and Alan Arkin, now playing in select theaters.
Next time on Day to Day, sometimes when you travel, any old hotel room will do.
Not this time.
I'm going to open the window so you can hear the rain. Listen to that. Pretty sweet.
Welcome to the Jim Harrison Suite at Western Michigan's Jolly Lodge.
And don't miss the cherry pie.
Mm. All on $100 of gas next time on Day to Day.
This afternoon at 1 on WHYY.
I'm Robin Young. Join us next time for the news and these stories here and now. We'll look at the future of Lebanon as the militant group Hezbollah takes the lead in rebuilding. Also, two doctors share their hopes for the future in the worldwide fight against AIDS. That's Public Radio's daily digest of news and culture here and now. Today at noon on WHYY.
The teachers and school support professionals of the Pennsylvania State Education Association are pleased to underwrite Public Radio Capital News with features, analysis, and news from the state capital, PSEA, Leadership for Public Education.
This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moscow-Wayne. If you're just joining us, we're talking with classical virtuoso accordionist Lydia Kaminska, and she does have a concert next Thursday at the Ethical Society that's here in Philadelphia, and she'll be performing along with Hugh Sung on piano, Jasmine Choi on flute, and featuring the Pennsylvania Ballet Dancers, and that's the Ethical Society in Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia next Thursday at 8 o'clock. She has brought her accordion, and we're also playing selections from her CD called Breaking Boundaries. And before we get back to our conversation with Lydia Kaminska, let's play another cut from Breaking Boundaries, and this is Vija Lural. That's Vija Lural, and now we're hearing the accordion with guitar, and another interesting pairing of these two instruments.
Yes, it's also an interesting combination. They are quite different, of course, strings and reed instrument, but I think they works wonderful too. It's one of the combination. The most pieces are written. Actually, it's flute, cello, guitar, violin, of course. Yes, I think that's a combination.
And we can hear tango, a little jazz.
Yes.
I mean, it's a nice amalgam of
styles.
Yes,
the piece was inspired by Astro Piazzolla music. It was written by Tomasz Gubicz. And I think he performed with Piazzolla at some point. Mm. And the Vija Lural is a place in Buenos Aires. So so it's kind of mixture of tango or nuevo tango, because tango is a little bit different from the Piazzolla's nuevo tango, and jazz music and some avant-garde moments.
You know, I wonder if you could also demonstrate for us about how the bellows work. For instance, and
sure.
I think people used to the, you know, to a squeeze box or something knows that you can do things with the sound depending on how you squeeze, you know, the instrument. How does that work on the accordion?
Okay, well, it is very important that the accordion is attached properly to your body. That's why I have those straps.
And you're playing sitting down, I'm assuming, because it's such a heavy instrument.
Because it's heavy, yes. I wouldn't make
your poor back
maybe 2 minutes. Yes. So it's important because, you open bellows and you close it. This is air button.
So we're hearing the air rushing into the instrument.
Yes. And, of course, you have to close it. And the thing is, if the instrument is not attached properly, the instrument tends to shift. So for better control, it has to be really well attached. And
you there's
just,
the air.
And you just close it.
And you're just collapsing the air inside the instrument there.
Yes, and through the air goes through the reeds, and there's the little tongue, and it vibrates and make the note sound.
Can you make a couple of notes and just so we can hear what happens to a sound as it goes through the bellows there?
Of course. Well, there is a good example with those the lowest notes because they tend to have this kind of funny vibration, and my it goes through my body when I play this. So. Yes, it just has this kind of flow.
And I can imagine you probably feel that down your spine, right? A note that low sitting on your lap like that.
Yes, and my head and everything.
Your head as well. How about a very high note, just by way of comparison?
Well, high note doesn't take much air. That's the thing. Right. If you have more reeds or the air goes through more reeds, it has to. You have to have more air going through the reeds, right? So it takes more bellows, and the piccolo doesn't have like the highest notes. They don't take much, much air, and you don't have to open the. So I can keep this note maybe for the next 10 minutes,
and just pull it out like that. Subtly pulling it out.
Yes, the instrument kind of opens by itself. You don't have to really pull it. The thing is with the coming back, you have to. Well, I don't have muscles.
Well, I was wondering, don't you have to be strong to play this instrument?
Well, I think it's all about the technique. There's some strength, but I think the technique is more important than the strength.
And what about speed? And I mean, I just have to say that seems like that's one thing that a musician can do on an accordion is you can really move through the notes.
Well, the one thing which helps for the speed is the buttons. I mean, I can reach with my hand two octaves, unlike the piano. And, the buttons are very close to each other. So, and because they are three rows, main rows, two rows for duplication.
Right.
When I press this, it's...
Oh, two notes actually go down.
Yes, there are two duplicated rows. It allows the hand for natural position. So, of course, I think it helps the speed, too.
You want to do something real fast for us? Just so we can hear, well, even a scale or something?
Sure, of course.
So it's really built in many ways so that you can move very quickly over the notes.
Yes. And, of course, when you press buttons, it's unlike with the piano that you have this smaller string and you have to press it and it takes an effort. Right. Here, not so much. It's, again, the left hand and the bellows.
Well, and how many buttons? I see buttons on both sides. When you add, how many buttons all together?
Well, in the right hand, there are 105 buttons and the left one, 126.
Wow. So two something or other buttons. Yeah, a lot of almost 230 buttons.
Yes.
Now, when you learn on an instrument like that, how do they start you at the age of eight? Is it just a matter of holding it or playing, you know, very basic notes?
And I hope I remember how I did it. But, well, the first thing that I had much smaller instrument. It was 40 buttons in the left hand because that's how you... say what is the size, like, it's 40 buttons or 60 buttons. This one, it's 26. So I had this 40 buttons accordion, red, and it had the keys in the right hand. You see, there was also time in Poland, but that piano accordion was very popular. But then the borders opened, and we had the choices, and we could see or which instruments are better or we have more, it was just competition, and checking out what is better.
Right.
So I played piano instrument for first 5 years, and then I switched for button accordion, and I stayed. You see, nobody plays piano accordion anymore in Poland. Everybody switch, and to get to the master degree, to the Academy of Music, even if somebody played piano, has to switch to button accordion.
To the button, which is
because there is lots of literature written for the button accordion. You cannot perform anymore from the piano accordion.
And that's Lydia Kaminska. our guest today on Radio Times, and she has brought her accordion with her to our studios here in Philadelphia. And we're playing selections from her new CD, and she's also demonstrating some things on the accordion as well. Actually, I'd love to play another cut from Breaking Boundaries, and it's just another piece that I personally liked a lot called Duel.
Yes, it's a more contemporary piece that was written by Lundquist, and was originally written for accordion and percussion.
Well, let's listen, and this is Duel. And that's just a taste of a song called Duel. And I think what's so interesting listening to all the other pieces is just how abstract that is. I mean, almost like mathematical that is. But it's an interesting pairing of instruments.
Yes, it is. Well, that's another. I know I'm talking about favorite combinations.
Of course,
They're a composition for accordion and every instrument, like quartets, trios, of course, duets, and larger ensembles. So they are different combinations. And I mean, I like all of them.
Yeah. Well, do you find that you're just you are interested in all these various forms, from the much more traditional classical to the much more avant-garde?
Yes, I do. I like the transcriptions from Baroque, like Bach or Scarlatti, and I love the new music too. I mean, that's what I'm interested to perform.
Well, let me see if I can squeeze in another piece of music, and this is actually Felix Mendelssohn talking about classical, Allegro Brilliant Opus 92, and this is actually from a concert that you did earlier this summer, Ocean Grove.
I performed with amazing pianist Hugh Sang from the Curtis Institute, and we were thinking what to perform. I ordered some pieces from Europe with, like, let's check it out because we wanted to perform together, and let's look at some of the classical music you've performed or for four hands. So I transcribed one piano part and he performed the other piano part. Yes.
Well, let's listen. And again, just a little taste of music, Felix Mendelssohn, Allegro Brilliant Opus 92, with our guest Lydia Kaminska playing accordion. Now, what brought you to Philadelphia? Because you studied in Kansas City. That's where you got your PhD. But how did you end up in Philly?
My husband.
He's the dancer husband,
yes,
right?
Yes, well, he retired from dancing, and he got a teaching position in Philadelphia. Oh. So we moved almost, I moved 2 years ago. He did like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I'm interested in because you have this upcoming concert, also how you find a pianist and a flutist and how you sort of conceive of the kind of performances that you're interested in doing.
Well, I met
Hugh Sung and Jasmine Choi because of Astral Artistic Services, because of the audition I've done. And that's wonderful organization. And I wasn't sure when I sent the application, I said, like, I'm classical accordionist.
You weren't sure
I wasn't
that?
Sure if they let me play. And they said, sure. So I performed, and that's how I met Hugh Sung, because he was the accompaniment. He played a piano part for the concerto. And of course, Jasmine, I just asked Mrs. Vera Wilson for musician. I said, like, I really would like to play with somebody from the organization, because all of the musicians are so great there.
Right.
So she recommended Jasmine, who is supposed to live in Philadelphia.
And you practice a lot?
Yes. Well, not as
you
much.
You hesitated before you said that.
It depends. You see, I cannot practice too much with this instrument because it is heavy. After, I have to make break after maybe an hour. So it depends how much I can handle.
Well, thank you so much, Lydia Kaminska, for coming into our studios and bringing your instrument as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And our guest has been Lydia Kaminska, and we've been talking about the accordion. Scotty Williams, the engineer for today's edition of Radio Times. Alan Tu, Susan Greenbaum, and Devorah Lissick produced the program. I'm Marty Moss-Cohen. You're listening to WHYY-FM Philadelphia, serving Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, and worldwide at WHYY.org. The